Good morning. How are all of you today? Pretty good? Wow, what?
Well, I'm because of my sister right now, and I kissed her too.
You hugged and kissed your sister? I'm going to write that down, because when you're about 13, I'm going to remind you about that, okay? That's good. You got to like your sister. Well, today we heard the funnest story about Paul. Did you hear it? Oh, Paul, did you hear what he was up to up there? He was running around, just chatting around with people, and there was this woman who was following him. She had a spirit in her, and everywhere Paul went, she kept saying, "Here are the slaves of the Most High, they come to bring salvation. Here are the slaves of the Most High, they come to bring salvation," over and over and over again. It would be like, I mean, can you imagine if every place, every time you walked into a room or into a store, your mother would say, "Bailey's the best kid in the whole world." You wouldn't?
No.
Would it be truthful?
Yes.
Yes. Everywhere you went, everybody, your mom or everybody would say, "Oh, you're the greatest person in the whole world." You could hardly get a word in edgewise. And finally, old St. Paul, he got annoyed. Do you know what that is?
He got bent out of shape.
Yes. He got bent out of shape, and he said to her, "Spirit, come out of her, because I'm tired of hearing you." And it did. And you know what they did to Paul? They threw him into prison. They not only threw him into prison, they threw him all the way down in the darkest, deepest part of the prison, where there was no light and no air. And they put chains on his ankles and chains on his hands, and they left him there. The door shut. What would you do?
Scream.
What would you do? Would you be afraid?
Yeah.
Deep, dark, little roaches crawling over your ankles, mice over your head. Would you cry?
I would try to get a sharp knife and cut the...
You'd get a sharp knife and cut your way out. You are the MacGyver of the Paul set. Well, you know what Paul did? He didn't cry. He didn't scream. He didn't yell. Do you know what he did?
What?
He prayed. He prayed. He was down in there. He gave thanks to God, and he prayed right down there in the deepest, darkest, ugliest, nastiest, mouse and roach infested dark cave. If you would all please get out your ELWs, place them on your lap. Seriously, don't stand there like Lutherans. Take your ELWs out of the pew in front of you. Close them. Put them in your lap. We need your help for the children's sermon. This is an interactive church. You're going to be an earthquake. And when Paul prayed, all of a sudden, there was an earthquake. People were rocking back and forth, and the gate sprung open. Not bad. The gate sprung open, and out came Paul and all of the prisoners, and they were suddenly free. Well, the old jailer, he wasn't very happy. He all of a sudden said, "Where's my prisoners? They're going to kill me. What's going to happen?" And Paul said, "Don't worry. Let's pray." And Paul went to his house and ate, and he baptized them. And everyone believed. It was this incredible story all about
Paul.
And prayer. It's about Paul and prayer. And so I want you to remember always that even in those deep, dark times, and even when we're the most happy, we're like Paul. We get called to prayer. And so we can pray for all kinds of things, but I want to teach you one from Revelation. It's a really easy prayer. This is one you can use any time. Prayer is just talking with God, right? There's no big formula to it. You don't have to do it like pastors. Oh, Lord, we are gathered here today to give you thanks for the many ways in which you have bestowed your gifts upon your people here in this place. And you don't have to do any of that. In Revelation, we get taught to pray this way. Lord Jesus, come. That's the prayer. That's it. Can you say that prayer? Lord Jesus, come. Can you guys say it? Lord Jesus, come. That's the prayer we need almost every day. To just say, like Paul, like the people of Revelation, Lord Jesus, come. That's God's gift to you today. Lord Jesus, come. So remember that prayer and remember Paul and the earthquake and all the ways that God works in your life. And try to remember that prayer. Lord Jesus, come. Thanks. You guys can go back to your places.